Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey everybody, you are listening to Tech Vibe Radio. I can't believe it's like September. What happened, Audrey? What is going on?
I don't know. It's all good. I love life, and I'm glad that it's the fall and it's Tech 50 time.
I'm telling you, I mean, we are literally a month away.
I know, it's so much fun.
October,
we should talk about all these different finalists
that
we have.
So many great companies this year.
There really are. When you look at the work that's being done in healthcare IT, you've got a list of companies, really interesting, Careform, Health Monitoring, Iagnosis, M-Modal, MedRespond, NetHealth. If you've never heard of these companies, go out and Google them and make sure that you know about them, because they're working on things from opioid addiction crisis to wound care management to voice recognition to, I mean, they're just solving some really, really hard problems.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty incredible.
And these are all companies that are in the running. This is our 21st
I know.
Tech
50. We're legal.
We are legal now. And this
We're legal now.
I'm calling this, it's the biggest celebration of tech
Wait,
in
you've
Pittsburgh.
You've been at every one.
Every one. Absolutely. Because I have just come off of my 20-year anniversary
I know.
With the PTC.
That's sort of
and
crazy.
So back in 97.
Interview.
Yeah, we did that a couple weeks ago with Dave
interview.
Masovich. It was so much fun to kind of...
I was just finishing grad school. You were still here?
I was
you
still were, here, yes.
You were here. All right.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Great.
That's
you were
so
a baby.
Funny. I love it.
I love that.
But on October the 12th, 700 people show up to the Wyndham downtown to celebrate these 50 companies that are in the running. We'll be announcing the category leaders then. We'll also announce them on Tech Vibe Radio as well. But I just like to take this time to talk about some of these companies.
So I know. That's why I just gave
diversity.
A shout out on
I
Health
know.
IT, because there's so many things that
exactly.
are transforming here. And, you know, companies like even Highmark and UPMC are doing some really magical things with making sure that patients get access to what they need.
For sure.
So I'm excited about that. Startups of the year, you have Angler Labs. Labs, mm-hmm. which is really interesting in terms of the fishing industry and the data collection.
We had Angler on the show, and we got to learn about how you were quite the angler in Alaska.
Yeah, I know.
You
well,
knew
all
stuff,
over. I know a lot
about
You knew
stuff
angler.
About fishing that I have. I was like, oh my gosh, where does she know this from? I'm like, oh my
I'm
goodness.
Because I'm just a nerd. That's all.
Nothing
just
wrong
a nerd.
With that. I love it, man. I love
angler
it.
Angler Labs, for all secure, a company that's coming out of Carnegie Mellon,
yep.
cybersecurity, Pika Labs, Skycision with some drones. And small change that's transforming, you know, real estate and crowdfunding.
Just look at that diversity of companies.
It's such a diversity.
And
that's what
all
that's
from
the,
here.
The thing is, that's what's so cool about Pittsburgh is that it is diverse. And it's diverse not just in terms of the schools and that are around here, but it's actually the ideas, the ideation that comes out touches every different vertical. And we see that in the example that I just gave in Startup of the Year. Then you have CEOs of the Year.
Let's talk about some of the CEOs, because these
are you have Louise Von Ahn, founder and CEO of Duolingo.
Okay.
And if our listeners have never heard of Duolingo, my gosh, you need to go out to Duolingo and just download the language app.
Yep.
Jim Gillespie, who's a founder of Gray Matter Systems, and Deep Local, which actually was recently was acquired, but they're still Deep Local.
Nathan Martin, CEO. They're still Deep Local in Pittsburgh.
Jessica Tribus, Simcoach Games, and Ted Teal, who's now CEO of Touchtown.
And what do they all have in common, Audrey? They've all been on Tech Vibe Radio.
Oh, there you go.
They've been under the bright spotlight of Tech Vibe Radio. I'm just saying.
Right.
We know all these folks. We know them all.
Well, then, Innovator of the Year, Diamond Kinetic. So exciting to see them rise up from just an idea. And they're just a little tiny idea that's now found its way into Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you can track your swing, man.
Right.
You
can track your swing even if you're, 6 years old.
Like tens of thousands of data points along the swing,
right,
if not more than that. And I'm just like, it's so cool to see them grow and then be an award finalist.
Right. We're also, trying to pay attention to culture, what companies are really putting focus on, how people work, what the environments are that they work in, and how that's structured. And you've got finalist of AutoSoft, they're located about an hour from here.
Yes, they are.
And really a bunch of software engineers that are located in Lawrence County, I believe.
Yep.
And Confluence. Confluence continues to grow and be a big player in the fintech arena. Excel for apps. Suma Technology, which actually they were recently acquired
by CGI.
CGI and Tier 1 Performance Solutions. So it's an array of services and software designers, which is exciting.
It's cool. We added that category about 2 years ago to Tech 50 because we were really seeing how important that companies are taking their culture, obviously, because culture drives everything they do and drives their success. And we love being able to honor that. I think that's just freaking fantastic.
No, it really is great.
And we still have so many more categories. We could probably overwhelm people. But, if people want to learn more about this, you go to pghtech.org/Tech50, and you can really get a little more detail on all these companies. We have little descriptions about what they do, how they do it, and links to their websites.
Right.
So you can really see that you should be proud. These are the companies that are driving Pittsburgh. They're our present, and they're our future as well, too. And I think you've always said, Audrey, what we like about these companies, they're not just solving Pittsburgh problems. They're solving global problems.
They really are. They're not just singularly. But, we've seen so many different companies over the years that have been actually finalists and winners and have gone on to do really amazing things.
Oh, 100%.
We should probably go back and do a show on that and look at all those companies.
Very cool
who
idea.
Who have, won and where they're at.
Where are they now?
Most of them are doing pretty well or have had an exit. So
absolutely.
It's exciting times.
Very, very much so. And there's still tickets available. If you want to go and hang out with these folks, you can do that.
It's a night that everyone should participate in.
Because we have the Innovation Showcase.
That's right.
Which is what
we
I love.
That right beforehand.
So for a couple, an hour and a half before the award ceremony starts, most of the finalists have a booth up in the hotel where you can actually go around. You can network. You can then learn more about these companies.
Right.
Because that's what this is all about. We want everyone to know about these companies and how cool they are and the problems they're solving. Because they're so busy working, they're not always raising their flag about how great they are. So we're trying to raise their flag for them just a little bit. So we take a big charge and a big blast out of doing this every year, which is why we want to bring this to the show. And so, Audrey, this year, of course, we will talk to the winners and other category leaders as well too, in a future show after this is announced on
October 12th. That's great! So everyone will get a chance.
We should. I think once a month we should have a Tech 50.
Sounds like
category leader or finalist
like
in there.
Smashing idea.
A solid plan. So tonight's show, Audrey, we got a lot of action going on tonight. We're talking about healthcare stuff tonight because the Pittsburgh Technology Council, our corporate coverage group, we actually provide some pretty cool health benefits that people need to know about, and
particularly in this changing environment.
Exactly.
Even if you have a question, don't hesitate. You really should reach out to us.
Absolutely.
Because that's an arm that we have, and we know that it's important to free you up from these kinds of complexities in healthcare.
For sure.
And healthcare benefits. Benefits matter.
Yep. Thrival's right around the corner. The innovation festival
is happening. What's the date of Thrival?
I believe Thrival. It is near the end of September. I got the date right here. It's happening September 27th through the 30th down there at the Cary Ferns. Plus, there's some innovation events that are happening around the city leading up to the music festival, and it's folks like Wiz Khalifa and headlining. It's a big deal, and so we have Bobby Zappala, who's no stranger to Tech Vibe, stopping over to give us more details about this year's Thrival Festival. And then we have People's Natural Gas stopping by tonight. They're one of our newest sponsors of the show, and I was so excited to have them stop by to talk about combined heat and power technology. These guys are working on some super advanced technologies when it comes to energy efficiency, so I think it's great.
I am so psyched for that.
There's just too much happening in Pittsburgh. That's all I can say.
Don't walk away. Do not. Stay tuned. And we have a great show ahead.
We absolutely do. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us and the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. And then follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, we're talking to a good friend here and no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio, Bobby Zappala from Ascender and Thrival Festival. It's coming up, man.
It's coming up.
Dude,
it's right around the corner.
It is a few weeks away. We are on the precipice here. I mean, September 27th to the 30th.
That's right.
So let's do the website first in case people are listening and want to know the website.
Yeah, sure. Thrivalfestival.com is where you can go to get information about both the innovation conference pieces and the music festival, including lineups of programs, lineups of musicians, locations of all the content. That's Thrival festival.com.
I love it, man.
So definitely check it out. Yep. It's a pretty cool site too, and there's some good videos on there and some good content capturing some of the past year's events, so you can get a sense of what actually goes on there.
There's so much to talk about. I think we got to start with the music side of things because the location's really cool. It's the Cary Furnace.
Yes.
I mean,
and so for people who don't know what the Cary Furnace is.
Yeah.
Cary Furnace is an historic landmark now.
It
used to be a functional steel blast furnace. I'm not the right one to get into the technicalities that means, but I can tell you that it is
how much pig iron came out of there per annual basis.
I mean, let me put it this way. I would highly suggest to anybody listening, if you have not visited the Cary Furnaces, which are located right at the crossroads of Rankin and Swissvale, right next to Braddock, go take a tour. Do it when you have some free time, or do it during Thrival. The site is operated by a group called Rivers of Steel Heritage Foundation.
I know them.
They're really great.
It's really great.
And they've done an excellent job preserving the site so that you can actually walk through the mill and the buildings that remain without getting hurt.
And they actually have put together like this amazing book.
Yes.
That sort of talks about everything that's happened.
They will also be pouring steel during Thrival.
Wait a second.
No.
Now. Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
They did the steel pour last year as well and created some kind of art out of
that, which is
really cool.
That's steel. Awesome.
Yeah, so they're going to do that again this year.
Because it pays homage to our roots. I still think steel is pretty cool, man.
It does.
And to have that as the backdrop.
We don't have a lot of those buildings left anymore.
I know.
And the fact that and it costs money to keep them, right?
Exactly.
So in order to actually be able to have one that isn't necessarily being targeted for kind of tear it down and redevelop it is something else, but actually use it as a site where you can kind of come and celebrate the heritage is great.
So on this site, you have folks like Wiz Khalifa showing up. Huh?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa.
I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Wiz Khalifa. Well, for the young folks out there, they might even be more excited about a young guy named Logic, who is this kind of up-and-coming superstar
hip-hop
artist.
Yeah, people have been tweeting about that.
Yeah.
Can't believe that Thrival guys got him.
Yeah.
So good work.
The youth are quite excited about that.
The youth.
The world of new and interesting artists, 35-year-olds don't qualify as the target audience.
It's
we all listen to our high school music, right? And everyone rolls their eyes at us.
But
the lineup has been really well curated around kind of what the festival world looks like, right now. And so it's an opportunity for people to kind of see some new music. But as usual, there's a blend of alternative and hip hop and electronic. And so you have a nice kind of cross blend of several different artists and some local artists as well, which is always an important touch.
So just reel back a minute. What year is this?
This is the fifth year.
Wow.
So what? Think Holy about your mackerel. Vision 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Think about where you are now.
Well, the irony is that the first 2 years we were at Bakery Square.
I know.
Right?
I
so if anybody goes and walks around, Bakery
I
Square.
I remember
now.
That. Yeah, that was like.
So where the new Bakery Square Google building is, if anybody ever walks around in that neighborhood, now there's like a little grass area. It looks
like
so
a,
nice
you had
and
a tent,
like quaint.
Right? You had a tent, right?
We had a tent. We put a stage
that.
Out there, and but it was a live construction site, and it was very cool and raw in that sense. And we always wanted to kind of keep with that theme of using unique landmarks and features to host the festival. So after 2 years and we outgrew that area, we went to the Cary Furnaces and took a look around. Mm-hmm. Ultimately went to the Almano site, which was also awesome. And our reasons for moving past Almano were really just based on the development kind of calendar that they had made it difficult to figure out where we might be able to be. So, you know, it wasn't like anybody was upset. In fact, it was great, and being in Hazelwood was great.
That's
it just didn't
great.
Work
yeah.
for the logistics of developing
it, like,
the site.
It opened up everyone's eyes to
Hazelwood. Yeah, I think it really
like,
helped.
Being on the ground, it's not like driving through it.
Right.
It was
You're
like
actually going to
yeah, it was
there.
Like going
yeah.
to there. I thought it was so cool.
I just remember the day of that when I was riding my bike through and there was some bands set up outside doing their own thing.
Yeah,
I was
right.
like, man, this is cool.
Yeah, capitalize on it. But
oh,
you know,
really?
So
I didn't realize that.
People were doing their own thing, but you know, they had that they built a huge ramp, about a half a mile ramp off of the Rankin Bridge into the Cary Furnace site.
Yep.
2.5 years ago that didn't exist. So when we first went down there,
you couldn't get down there easily.
But you couldn't get down there easily.
Now
that project was inked, but they hadn't actually built it.
There's a flyover that takes you down, which is really, really cool.
So it was kind of a long time coming that we went to Cary to host the music side of the festival. And so in some sense we did, after we outgrew Bakery Square, and that was back in 2014, we thought that someday we might end up there. Now, would it be of the size and scope that it is now? Did we hope for that? Yeah. Did we know we'd get there?
Yeah, right?
And what leads up to it is...
It's cool to listen to, like, sort of this five-year window, but you also did some things around, like, the collision of innovation, like you wrapped it around that.
So yes, and really ramping that up a lot this year. So we have more than 45 speakers for Thrival Innovation this year.
45 speakers?
Yeah, and of that, about 30 to 35 of them are national folks who are coming in, and thematically we're focusing on robotics, automation, machine learning, themes that you guys at Tech Council are constantly kind of drumming this beat about. This is the future of our economy, right? And so we want to kind of do our part to carry the torch a little bit and create, with this year, with Thrival Innovation, the idea is that, like, this will create a continuum of a discussion.
Love it.
So next year will be another phase of a discussion on how are these industries affecting the world, and what is Pittsburgh doing is in a lead role in that new economy. So,
and so you're having those conversations this year at the Furnace?
Yeah, no. Those will be the innovation part of the conference. Okay. Is going to be kind of centered around the corridor where Ascender is located.
Okay, yes.
You guys have hosted the show there.
Absolutely. We love Ascender, man.
East Liberty on Penn Avenue.
Pittsburgh's coolest co-working space.
Right.
I said it right here, man.
That's right.
Like our desk there.
We love you guys being there.
Hey, man.
Great.
And so we're using our space. We're using UPMC Enterprises, which is our biggest sponsor.
Nice.
Right. Makes sense.
And we're using the Ace Hotel, Kelly Strayhorn Theater, and Google are all...
Oh, so you'll make it like a little
kind of
stops.
We're going to have kind of a corridor there.
That's great.
Where,
love it, man.
And so a lot of the folks who are traveling into town will stay at the Ace, and we'll do some programming there and be bouncing around to different spots all over that corridor.
Awesome.
That's what I'm talking
about. I don't think you've done
enough.
No.
It's just so fun. I love stress.
Isn't it?
Here's the question of the day. The question of the day is, how much will you sleep between now and the 27th of September when this whole thing kicks off? 1 hour?
I'll try it at some point, and I'll probably fail miserably. And then afterward, I'll crash. But then you have like the postpartum that comes with
yeah,
things.
Like, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And so everyone's kind of looking around at everybody like, what happened?
I love it.
Boston. But no, I mean, I think that every year we've obviously learned a little bit more. We have fantastic partners. Mm-hmm. We're partnered with Live Nation on the music side. We're partnered with an organization out of California called NUCO, which is a media company started by the founders of Wired Magazine. So we have some great folks who have specific background in these areas.
So go to thrivalfestival.com.
Yes.
And you can see everything that's happening. It looks like you're updating that site all the time.
Yeah.
I have it on
my
phone.
Yes.
And thank you, Bobby Spahala, for your work with not just only Thrival, but also Ascender.
Well, thank you guys for continuing to support us.
No, we love it.
We love
your work. That's what's making Pittsburgh the great city that it is right now. We're saying, man, very, very cool. And to have a festival like this, it's putting us on the map. Yeah. That's all I can say. So definitely check it out, thrivalfestival.com. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Reese.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org and then head on over to Twitter at pghtech. Thank you for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. You made a wise decision to hang out with us.
You did. Now we're going to get down to it, right?
Absolutely. You know, quality life, it's a big deal to tech companies. Taking care of their people, huge deal to tech companies. And that all starts with their benefits. Simple as that. And we got Craig Pritz here. He's from JRG Advisors, but he's also on the PTC's corporate coverage team. So, Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, so tell us about your background real quick and what you do with JRG and the PTC corporate coverage team. We're going to jump into some topics that everyone's kind of thinking about when it comes to healthcare coverage these days.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've been with JRG Advisors for a little over 10 years now.
10 years?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, you're like a long timer, man. Come on.
And, you know, believe it or not, I'm one of the young guys at the office.
Yes, you are.
One of the young people.
One of the young
people.
Yeah, people tend to stay there forever. It's a great company to be with.
Absolutely.
So Jonathan's coming up on his 20th year.
I know. That's exciting.
Two days away, September 17th.
Congratulations.
That's right.
It is. It says a lot.
It really, really does. It says a lot about the company. It really does.
It's because we got great benefits. That's why I say.
There you go.
Well, I think it's because we let him slack.
That too, you know, it's a combination.
No comment from me.
Slack, great benefits, and not being able to use any of my vacation days. It's perfect. Absolutely. So Craig, what's new at the corporate coverage group these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've really worked hard to build a team that can help employers in every facet. And, you know, a lot of people think of the corporate coverage group as far as the employees, protecting them with the things like the medical, dental, vision, life. But the team is so much more than that. And, you know, we work, a lot of times tech companies are made up of guys who come together with an idea and people who come together with some money. And they're both wondering who's going to protect the other if something happens. Well, we have that sort of thing in place. We have protections for key people, investors.
It's more than just healthcare coverage.
It is. It's so much more. It's everything. It's the building, the content,
everything to keep
the
your
vehicle.
Business running, right?
Cyber liability today. Scary thing. You know, whether it's voluntary benefits, a great thing for a company to offer at no cost. Things like critical illness, cancer, accident. It doesn't cost the company a dime, but really rounds out the benefits package and really helps supplement where people have additional needs.
I gotcha.
You know, 401k, you know, planning for people's retirement. Not enough of us do that these days. We've got the professionals that can help you put that together.
So I think most people, when they think of the PTC corporate coverage group, they're thinking just the health benefits.
Yeah.
And we got awesome health benefits. I mean, tell us about what separates our benefits out. And I know it comes down to customer service because you just call a number locally and there's a friendly voice to help you.
You know, and customer service is really, really big, and it goes a long way, but it's so much more than that.
Okay.
The corporate coverage group, first off, is where we're different and unique from maybe other avenues around is it's in the approach. It's the toolbox. You know, I can reach into my toolbox and pull out a lot of technology and a lot of things that other people don't have, whether it's private exchanges that we built for the members or whether it's our compliance team behind the scenes that can help. You know, a lot of people are wondering what's going on with the Affordable Care Act and ERISA, and the truth is there's a lot of things a business has to do to be in compliance. Offering benefits is a great feeling, does a great thing for the employees, but it really opens the employer up to a lot. So what really separates us is our approach, the tools we can pull out of the toolbox to help people, and the way that we round everything out and keep it in compliance.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When people think about benefits, sometimes they think they're entitled to it, right? Excuse me. And sometimes people are lost, particularly managers and people in companies. They're lost because it seems like it's so complex. So it seems easy just to renew the same old thing year after year.
It does. You're right.
Doesn't it?
You're right. And you know, a lot of times people are reluctant for change or new ideas. You know, at the Corporate Coverage Group, we recognize that premiums are heading in one direction, and it's unfortunate, but
they're going
really
down,
is.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's
so cheap now. Yes,
that's we've all seen it.
Yes.
But premiums are really heading in one direction, so we really do take the approach that we bring the different options to the table. It is confusing. People are sometimes reluctant for change, but we do a great job of explaining the products that are out there, the options that people have, and really help them understand where they're going to find the best options going forward.
You know, there's really options. Many times people don't think
There really are options out there. You know, we're stuck in that model where we look at the traditional fully insured companies around town, and you know, we know who the players are: Highmark, UPMC, United, Aetna. But the truth is, when we reach in our toolbox, there are so many other options out there than just those couple. And there's even additional options within those insurance companies that we can bring to the table that
others aren't. You're not going to find.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
You know, you like your UPMC or Highmark coverage, you want to keep it. You like your United, but you want to deliver it in different ways. We can do that for you.
Very cool. And so reminding our listeners, we're talking to Craig Pritz from JRG Advisors in the PTC Corporate Coverage Group.
And you can
go
to our website at pghtech.org and you can find information about how to contact them. Mm-hmm. And occasionally they have some videos and some other information that's available. Right?
Absolutely, man. I love it.
There's a chuckle going on in the room when I talk about videos. But, you know, hey, we try everything, and we want to make sure that people understand that we're here to help.
Yeah. So, Craig, what's up with Trump Care, Obamacare? I'm so confused now. Like, for a minute, you think it's going away, and then I guess Obamacare is the rule of the land now.
It really
is.
It's, you know, even just today, I had a call saying, "Well, you know, I heard that Obama repealed some things, right?" And the answer is repealed some things. The answer really is no. As of today, nothing has changed.
Right.
So, what you have, if you're offering benefits, even if it's just a benefit to one or two employees, or if it's, you know, to the full large staff, anytime you're offering benefits, you are subject to not only ERISA from 1974, which has a minimum of 12 federal laws.
What is ERISA, real quick?
ERISA was passed in 74 to overhaul employee benefits to provide protections. Essentially, ERISA says that employers must notify employees of a minimum of 12 items or things.
Okay.
Things like HIPAA, COBRA, QIMSCO, CHIPRA.
Exactly.
Everybody is very confused. You know, at the end of the day, these are all things you have to adhere to. And the tough part of this is not an insurance company responsibility or a broker's responsibility.
HR responsibility.
It's strictly an employer.
But in so many ways, like, the Corporate Coverage Group kind of becomes like a big component of your HR department. You're almost like the fifth beetle people's HR departments,
that's right?
That's right.
You know, it really is, I don't want to say an extension, but it's a great tool that HR departments have to.
But not everyone has an HR department.
No, and that's the tough part today, too. You know, you think about the companies, you know, small business drives America, and the truth is, until you hit a certain number, you don't have a full-blown HR department.
No.
Right.
You need good resources. You need a good team behind the scenes to guide you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's why we like partnering with you.
Absolutely. We love partnering with you.
Yeah, we think you're all right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So Obamacare's still in place. You still have reporting. You still have everything under the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
Plus, you got ERISA. And even if the Affordable Care Act does go away in future years, you're still subject to a minimum of 12 federal laws under ERISA.
Wow. You help people manage that stuff and keep them aware. It's that way they're safe and functioning.
Correct.
As they should.
It becomes very scary, and I don't like to scare people, but the fines for those can add up. They can be over $100 per employee per day for not adhering to those laws.
Scary stuff.
Very much so.
Do you know what's even scarier is the cost of things? And not knowing what the cost is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more transparency. And I know you've been working with a really cool company about bringing more transparency to the cost of procedures in healthcare. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there's been a push for a long time for employees to recognize the cost of care, be smarter consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, it's been almost impossible. You go to some of the insurance company websites, and they use this old Zagat's model, you know, the rating model where it's $1 sign, $2 sign.
Yeah.
Right.
And you look at it, how much is a dollar sign?
Right. Exactly.
You know, so what we've done is we've partnered with a company by the name of Prattr.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Prattr has put together a website in which they will allow somebody to plug in their zip code, procedure that they're having, and find out the true cost of care based on the insurance they have. Mm-hmm. But also, and very surprising to a lot of people, they can find out the cost of care if they pay cash.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And because there's a difference.
There is a difference.
If you pay for it yourself.
You can do that as well.
So he must have black helicopters circling his house. Huh?
I tell you what, they've got, I don't know where they're getting all their info, but they've got some really great, great data that they can help employees. And, you know, employers are struggling these days. You know, cost of the coverage is going up. More and more employers are turning to plans with deductibles, insurance companies.
High deductibles.
More out-of-pocket costs. So Pratter is a great tool.
People don't understand, like, HSAs and FSAs, right?
We do the education. Pratter helps provide some additional resources to find
That's
the
great.
Best cost.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of minutes left. And why the PTCCCD, the Corporate Coverage Group? I mean, obviously, there's such great people behind this that run it. Give us the final pitch.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, the final pitch is our approach is very different and very unique. We love working with you, but you do hold our feet to the fire to bring a different approach for your benefits, and we really deliver in that instance. Our approach is different. The tools we pull out of our toolbox are tools that other brokers don't have. The concepts. And we've got a team, 30-plus employees with experts in a lot of different areas. We'll bring the right people to the area to help you understand where your benefits need to go to control your cost, provide more choice, and provide happier employees.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
And you guys become that key player in that.
That's
the fifth beetle. And we're headed into many people's renewal season. So go to our site, pghtech.org. You will find lots of information. You can contact them there. All the information will be accessible. And just call and ask.
Free analysis. They'll check
analysis,
out what you got
right.
going on and show you if it can be better or if mm-hmm. you're yeah. doing just fine. No pressure. Just
right.
The worst thing you got is a conversation. You can learn a little bit about what's going on with your benefits.
Nothing wrong with getting educated a little bit more.
Craig, thanks for stopping by and keeping this kind of make some clarity out of all this because it's murky out there.
Sometimes. Sure. So, thank you both so much for having me.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Enjoyed it. Absolutely. Hey, reminding everybody, we are on the eve of Tech 50. October the 12th at the Wyndham. Still time to get tickets. They go quick because every year we sell out. Craig's there.
Always.
He's there every year because he knows it is the place to be. October the 12th.
That's right.
I can't wait. We've got some great companies we're going to be honoring this year. It is just the best time of year. We love it. Go to pghtech.org, learn about that, and then learn about all these great benefits of the Corporate Coverage Group. This is Jonathan Gerstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We bring you Tech Vibe Radio every single Friday night. It's what we do. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night, bringing you the best of what's happening across Pittsburgh's technology sector. Technology touches everything, Audrey. And we use this show as a spotlight to show all the great stuff happening here in the Pittsburgh area.
And we are here with the Vice President of Business Development for Peoples.
Absolutely.
It's exciting to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Jeff Nair.
That's correct.
So what's going on? Peoples touches the lives of all of us. So tell us a little bit about what's happening in Peoples with respect to technology and innovation.
Absolutely. Peoples is excited to talk to customers about the opportunity to use more natural gas, right? Because that's our business, is to
transport gas. And we have an abundance of it, too.
So
absolutely.
Do you think we're going to have a cold winter?
We hope, right?
Yeah, we hope.
But, you know, we don't all hedge our bets on cold winters, so we're looking for opportunities to use technology to promote the use of natural gas.
Right.
And some of the ways you can use natural gas to become more efficient is combined heat and power systems, known as CHP systems. And with combined heat and power systems, you can take natural gas, use it to drive a natural gas-powered motor, which mm-hmm. generates, in turn, drives an electric motor that generates electricity. So the opportunity there is that when you're using these CHP systems, you can not only generate your electricity, but also capture the waste heat and use it to heat your business.
This is what I love. This is so cool. It's like a two-for-one.
Absolutely.
And the efficiencies you're finding are massive on this.
Yeah, they're 80 to 90%. And you can also use the technology to do cooling as well. So you can capture the waste heat and run it through an absorption chiller. And it's called CCHP, which is combined cooling heat and power. So you can do trigen off of it.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool to look at it. You're trying to find your efficiencies, the objects to save customers money, but also to be resilient, environmentally impactful, but also to be kind of in control of your own destiny, right?
Absolutely.
Because if you're generating your own electricity, you're not subject to the whims of the electric grid or electric power generators.
And that is very big these days. I mean, that's a very important point. So can you tell us a bit more about how these systems kind of work just so our listeners can kind of get a better idea? So this is it sits at someone's facility, say like a university or something like that, or a large office building. And so basically... Mm-hmm. Describe. Tell us how this kind of works.
They come in all different shapes and sizes.
Okay.
So they could be as small as a suitcase or as large as a shipping container.
Okay.
You see them at universities, like down the road at Duquesne University has a large 5-megawatt combined heat and power system. There's a couple of flavors of combined heat and power system. One of them is a turbine that kind of works off of a motor similar to a jet engine. And then the other type of technology is a reciprocating engine, which you find in your automobile. So those two technologies have different attributes. They produce heat at different temperatures. So depending on your application, you may tip one way or the other. And the smaller scale CHPs, you see that like at the Chatham University Eaton Hall as a little 10 kW unit. And it sits right outside their cafeteria, makes very little noise, but produces just enough electricity to supplement their solar array. So there's a lot of different ways for this technology to be deployed.
A key piece being environmentally sustainable, using clean energy.
Absolutely.
Using cleaner energy to produce more energy, as you say. So I find it absolutely amazing that these are the types of things that are, and this has been going on for a while. This technology is not new as far as that goes, but it's getting better and better, I would have to assume.
It's getting better, and they're able to shrink it smaller. And over time, you're going to find efficiencies in manufacturing. You're going to have lessons learned from the technology over time. And thus, you know, it becomes more economical and the savings become greater for the customers. So where the environmental impact comes in is when you think about it with a power plant today, when you're putting in all that fuel, whether it's coal or gas or oil or whatever, to generate electricity, all the heat goes up the smokestack and it's gone. So with these combined heat and power systems, you're 80 to 85% efficient, possibly 90 on the high end, whereas a power plant is traditionally about 30 to 35%.
Wow.
So it's a lot more efficient.
That's impressive.
So we're proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy, you know, showing technology, and one of the places that we see as a venue to bring customers to and walk them through is the Energy Innovation Center, which is right down the road.
Wow.
We had them on the show earlier this summer, and we did a big feature in TEQ, and that is such an amazing facility down there.
It is really interesting, right? And the training that's going on down there for the next generation of this workforce is really exciting.
Absolutely, and they use the technology in their building,
really great. So they actually use it, and they're showing people how to actually develop skills so that they can go into the workforce.
And run those systems and maintain those systems as far as that goes. The thing that I find interesting about it as well, as you mentioned a bit earlier, is it diversifies the grid.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that everyone, you have this on your facility and on your site, that you have backup, for lack of a better term. And to me, it just seems like more people should be doing this. More businesses should be looking into this as an option to power.
Absolutely.
Things up.
I think people start to look at the cost, you know, of your business when you don't have electricity, when your power's down, your workforce is idle, your product isn't being able to be put out effectively. And we've seen with recent events, natural disasters, where electricity goes out, you go over to your diesel generator, and the diesel generator runs out of fuel, and you have no way to get the fuel in because that natural disaster prohibits trucks from getting into that community. So now they're re-looking at natural gas, which in recent natural disasters have not lost service, and they're saying maybe natural gas is a better fuel source for these generators versus diesel.
Wow, that's interesting.
That makes total sense.
Particularly as we're coming out of hurricane season.
Correct.
Right?
Correct, absolutely.
So what else is going on? I mean, Peoples is such a big company,
mm-hmm.
and you get to have a lot of fun. First off, how long have you been at Peoples for?
This is my second go-around. I've been in the natural gas business for almost 30 years,
okay.
but at Peoples I've been about six years, but I had a previous stint with Peoples where I was there 10 years.
Gotcha, so you came back.
So you came back, you're a boomeranger.
Yeah, but I was at Equitable in between, so I was just kind
of... Okay, yeah. So they're good. So are you a native Pittsburgher?
Absolutely.
You are?
Yeah, South Hills guy.
South Hills guy. So what do you think about what's happened here in the last 10 years?
It's amazing.
Is
because
it?
When you look at it, like, I would never have guessed that all the drilling and everything that's going on in this area over the past 7 years or so would have ever happened. You know, we lived through the
boom. You wouldn't believe that?
No, not at all. Even with the advancements in technology, we didn't know the formations existed,
right.
You know, 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And when they found the technology and they figured out that they could get to those formations and extract the natural gas, and now where the prices are, at one point natural gas was $10. Now
right.
you can buy for less than $2.
I think right. about, I can actually remember when my heating bill was like $300 a month. This was like 2007,
really?
2008, and now it's like $100.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I mean, how this the affordability, you know, that's a chunk of change for someone to have to spend and put back into the economy. That's good stuff.
Absolutely. And with businesses right now, when you look at a business and what they pay for natural gas for heating their space versus how much they pay in electricity for all their processes in their building,
right.
we're about 10% of their energy bill.
Yeah.
You know, and electricity is a big chunk of it. So
it
if we can help
chunk.
People be efficient,
right. that's
and
what
we
it's
need
all about.
That. We need you because we need this to be an amazing place for people to build their tech companies.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And it's not just universities, hospitals, office buildings.
Right.
right.
It's the whole downstream of all those markets.
Exactly.
We get that. That's why we care about this.
Absolutely. And then you have another technology, which is called fuel cells.
Right.
And fuel cells don't combust gas to make electricity. It does it through chemical reaction. So now all of a sudden your environmental impact is that much greater because you don't have those emissions.
Okay.
You know, it's a chemical
right.
reaction. The byproducts, oxygen, there's no harmful emissions coming from
it's like
the
water vapor or something like that.
And it's very quiet, you know, and buildings don't want vibrations
mm-hmm.
or noise or emissions from smokestacks. That's a perfect application,
absolutely.
Bringing a fuel cell.
No, I love it. I love it. And I'm just thrilled to have you on the show to be talking about these things. So I think it's important for our listeners to know, like, with people's, everything's people's use, know that your gas turns on, you know, as far as that
absolutely.
Goes. But to know there's all this behind that and that you're working on these other technologies,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just absolutely fascinating. And through the coming year, we're going to have you guys on as like a regular guest just to, you know, keep us updated
know,
as to what's
great.
Kind of going on. And I just think I'm excited to kick it off with this first segment with you guys today. I think it's just been just a ton of fun.
Absolutely.
As far as that
I appreciate
goes.
Being here, and I think we could bring some folks that can help expand on what we're talking about
great.
Here today, or else talk about other, you know, energy innovations that are going on within the city.
Absolutely, because, I mean,
great.
Pittsburgh is, we're in an energy center
yeah,
at the end of the day
that.
With all the gas that's being produced here.
I love the perspective of a South Hills guy
yeah.
telling us.
Absolutely,
what he's
man.
So yeah, this is Jeff Nair, Vice President of Business Development for Peoples.
Yeah, thanks for stopping
thrilled
by.
To have you. Well,
thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Absolutely. I love it. That's why we do the show every single Friday night.
I know,
Audrey.
But it's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end, but just remind everybody that every Friday night, we bring you the best of what's going on, just like we had here with Jeff. And we've mentioned this with every show. We are on the eve, Jeff. Tech 50. It's coming up this year. It's our biggest event. It's our 21st year
mm-hmm.
doing this event.
Wow.
We
yeah,
honor
that's
the,
exciting.
We honor the 50 fastest growing tech companies. There's energy companies in there as well, too. Because Pittsburgh's energy sector, Pittsburgh's tech sector, everything is so diverse. So many great companies. Once a year, we like putting a spotlight on it and then honoring the cream of the crop.
Absolutely.
So 700 people will be there this year, Audrey. I got my tux all picked
great.
Out. Just saying. It's going to be good.
His idea of a tux is all jeans.
That's right.
As long as it's black, I guess,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's not black.
I might be pulling.
Maybe it's lavender.
Yeah.
It's not black.
We might go retro
you,
this
Jeff.
Year or something like that.
Thank you for having me.
And for people's
thank
gas,
you.
What's the best website for people to go to kind of learn more about what's up with Peoples?
www.peoples-gas.com.
Just as simple as that.
Yeah.
I encourage everyone
absolutely.
To check all that out. And while after you do that, stop on over to pghtech.org and then check out all of our Tech 50 finalists this year. We've got some great folks for you guys to be paying attention to. No doubt about it. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
From the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Have yourself an awesome weekend, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.